to invite whoever would like to share about your experience, either during the meditation bit or during the playing bit or both. Any volunteers? That's very powerful feedback, worth repeating for the recording. You know, it felt good to the participant, and particularly because he had a stressful day. So it occurred to him that he could be like that for everything he does in his whole life. Imagine that. Buddha said, everyone is the Buddha. Right? So what do you think he meant by that? He must have meant, wait a minute, we can all be like that. We already are like that. What? So thank you for sharing. So another participant enjoyed the fact that they could play anything they wanted despite hearing other musicians playing whatever they wanted and felt a sense of freedom there. Another one felt that the notes came much more effortlessly. And that is really the question, was how much were you able to take that feeling of freedom that you found in meditation? I'll ask it to all of you. You know, to what extent were you able to take it into playing your instrument, and to what extent did your mind come back in and start to think about what you should play or what you shouldn't play or whatever? And we're going to talk about all that. But let me just continue to ask for feedback before we digress on that subject. Someone said it aroused her curiosity on the instrument. What a great word, that word. And earlier tonight, this same participant said something about being in beginner's mind. And I said, oh, this is so perfect for tonight. And virtuosity. That's extremely good feedback right there. I mean, the feedback is, in particular, jazz is an idiom in which there's such a rich history, and a certain level of virtuosity is expected to play jazz well. And the study of jazz is not, you know, as easy as perhaps other genres, one might think. And so the anxiety levels could be higher in the jazz idiom than they are in potentially elsewhere. So this is like and it's interesting because Kenny Werner himself doesn't really classify himself as a jazz person. But if you had to do a label, you would have to just say jazz as the nearest approximation to this free way of playing. So it's very interesting. I think that's very important feedback. We got a praying mantis here. That's very cool. The other thing it's a wonderful point. Someone said that just by feeling the freedom and allowing yourself to be a master, you elevate everyone else. You elevate the audience. You elevate everyone who plays with you. So there's like no drawbacks to it whatsoever. It only compounds. Imagine everyone doing that and continuously uplifting each other in music and in life. Isn't that profound? It really is. I'm not being flippant. You know, and it's so simple too. We're going to do some experiments today with some of these things.